Cut that down. Cut that down. Brother Smoke Podcast, welcome back. Today we're gonna talk about the Jeremy Brown dude that got killed punching the lady. Man, I did not know that was in Chicago. For some reason, I thought that shit was like in Missouri or some St. Louis or some old shit like that. So Chicago, that's a different. That's a whole different animal. Like they might have to really move, man. Like they might have to really get up out of there, cause it's a certain type of people. It's two people in the world. It's two type of men. I'm gonna say three. It's you got the ones that will hit a female, then you got the ones that completely will not, and then you got the ones that'll, you know, they may smack a bitch or something real slight, you know what I'm saying? They wife or the person they've been with for a super super long time, they may smack them a little bit or something, or choke a bitch a little, cause something, you know, like I said, they like that, they want that aggressive shit, they want a nigga that's almost gonna hit them, you know what I'm saying? I told you that. So like that type of dude, you know, I can guarantee you he was a ladies man, because you know he was that, he had that like a nigga that hit a woman, you could see that shit when a nigga walk into a convenience store and hear him say something, you know, that shit it ain't a surprise who would hit a female, you know what I'm saying? Especially like that, like the way he hit that lady, Slim, that was crazy. And then it's like not only did you not, I think he was in his feelings, because not only did you hit her one time, you kept hitting her. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because as a man, when you hit a broad like that hard, you know, we can't really see her body on the first hit, but she ain't fall, you know what I'm saying? She stood her ground. I don't know how tall she is, you know what I'm saying? She seemed like she was about 5'11", for real or something, you know, because, like, I know she wasn't, like, no 5'5", or nothing, because, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, she ate that motherfucker like that. Like, think about it. Like, he caught her with, like, two more jumps like that. Like, he caught, like, that first jump down straight down the pipe. Boom, he caught her with that jump. And then he caught her with another direct jump. And I want to say the third jump, I think that's when the kid shot. You know what I'm saying? So he got at least three crazy jumps off of her. You know what I'm saying? And that's crazy. But I'm going to tell you like this. This story would be a whole lot different if he would have only hit her once. And then would have turned around and seen the son reaching for the gun. This young would have been a whole different story, man. Like I said, shit would have been way different for her son. Like he could have took that gun and shot her and shot him too. Because I'm gonna tell you like this: if a dude that hit a female that hard, if he had hit a female that hard, he a shooter too. You know, and my thing with cuz is like, okay, you picking up food. We at a carryout or something. So how long is you at a carryout? How long is you at a carryout with an interaction with a person? Maybe 10, 12 minutes. So in that little bit of time, let's say they was in there 20 minutes. The line was long as shit. The line was going out the door. If you've seen it. It was at least like three people that was in the camera view. And the person that was recording was probably like the fourth person. So, just think about joints that's like that. They probably, food probably good as shit. And, you know, and you see, I tried to really listen to it and hear, like, what she was arguing with cuz about. And I ain't gonna lie, that shit, she did sound annoying. Like, It seemed like she was like, something with the line, and we talking about who in line, or who in, that's all I kept hearing. I heard that shit like four, it was like four times, and then he punched her. Like, we talking about who in line. I'm like, wow, just shut up. Like, you know, and it's crazy that for him to hit a female with a woman with him. They said it was a female, his girl was with him. So why your girl ain't, you know, you see what I'm saying? Shit just backwards. Like, if that's the case, let your woman take over that. Let your broad do, let her work out. Like, why you gotta be doing it? Like, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't even be this riled up. Now, like I said, it'd be a little bit different when you was by yourself. But you with your broad, so what the fuck is, like, how could you get that mad at a female with a female with you? And you hear the girl going off in the background when he went off the first punch. She like, he just told you, like, so what I took from that was that, like, she was basically saying, like, shit, like, he beat my ass, so he will definitely hit your ass. Shut the fuck up. And look, he hit you. That's why, because where's her woman support? Like, what female really would want to sit back and see they dude in a vicious ass argument with another girl and then end up punching her 3-4 times in the face? Like, what female would do that? Like, my any broad that I've ever been with or be going out with, it, they would have been like, man, they would have been calming me down, like, hey bro, chill. And then it would have ensued into an argument with them. They would have fucked around like, look here, Shaw, this same thing if it was a nigga. Like, if I'm out and the woman I'm with is arguing with a nigga, I'm stepping in that. I'm ending that. Oh, hey. Holler, talk to me, bro. Whatever it is. Like, either we gonna go there or not. You know what I'm saying? Just like that. So we not even, you know what I'm saying? Just me, like me at work. I be getting complaints and shit a lot of times because I tell a bitch for real, like, I'm not about to argue with you. This is what it is. Either you gonna take it or you're not gonna take it. But I ain't about to sit here and it go to like a super duper argument where you doing all this shit and then in the end you end up, well, he was rude. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, a lot of people really feed off arguments and shit. I ain't that type nigga. Like, I ain't that type. There's no way possible I would have been arguing with a female in front of like that many people in a carryout. Man, I've been with a walk to my car or like, you know, you, he really was on some nigga shit with her for real. He not that much old. I'm not that much older than him. So it's like, I thought he was probably going to be a young nigga, but 32, that's, you know, that's what, that's like 1990. So that's still technically, yeah, that's like 1990, 1991, or 1989, something like that. Like, that's still kind of like an 80s baby for real. So it's like, it just show you that shit was instilled in him. Like, he been was on that. You know what I'm saying? From since he was a little nigga or whatever. He probably was that nigga that'll smack the shit out of girl. He probably, if you ask him, he probably smacked endless hella girls. Like, you know what I'm saying? That for altercations. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now I know some real niggas that probably smacked a couple. You know, it happens. You have to do what you do. So it ain't no knock against them or whatever. But I don't know no nigga that like shit, nigga, that's all he do. He smack, I've seen him smack at least 17 bitches. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can guarantee you that this dude is one of them niggas. Like, all this girls he probably been with, I bet you his kid mother, I bet you all them, they probably, you, if you talk and hear, they'll probably be like, man, he been beating. How many domestic violence Jones do the nigga got probably? You see what I'm saying? Because, but you know, what did I say, if you heard my last podcast, what I say, the niggas that hit females don't go to jail for it. But the dudes that don't, they do. Whenever they do slip up and make that move, or they just get lied on. Like, bras that get hit never say nothing about the niggas that hit him, because they know that he gonna hit you again. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to leave him, he gonna hit your ass again. So that's why they there. That's why so many abusive relationships that's hidden. You see what I'm saying? Because and that's why some niggas cling to that, because they know that you ain't getting out this joint. Or, you know, like, the only way you gonna have to do this is you gonna have to go to the police and woo, and you know what I'm saying? And bras don't be wanting to go through all that. So they just sit there and, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm saying, this is the type of nigga that they're dealing with. Like, it's no way that you could tell me that this nigga was a stand-up nigga. It's no way that you could say this was a stand-up nigga, because, like, a stand-up nigga would know that a broad can't even get me there. Like, that ain't mine. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't even get me out my mood like that, where I'm telling you on my grandmother, you say one more thing, I'ma steal you. And then they say one more thing, and come on now. Like, you got, like, as a man, you gotta know that. You gotta know that, nigga. This is what females do. Talk shit. You should have known. Me, as just being a man, I already know that if I get in an altercation with a woman outside in the public and shit, that woman is not gonna stop talking. She is not gonna stop talking because it's like I told you, it's a thin line between, like I said, you got some niggas that's gonna hit a female, and you got some that are completely not. So once a female realize that you not one of them niggas and coming to the game, she giving you respect, thinking that you not gonna hit her. So that's why when a nigga hit them, they be so shocked, like, oh shit, he really hit me. Like, go Google that shit, or go on YouTube and type in man hits girl and watch the girl face after she gets stole. It's way different when a broad steal him than a foe. When a female steal him, it's like, oh shit, oh, okay, what's up? But when a male steal him, it's a video, it's on a train, I think it's in a train in New York. And it was a girl, she was messing with this dude. I told this story before. The nigga was, she was messing with the dude, like, and dude might have been like a little slow. You know, you might see any motherfucking body on a train, you know what I'm saying? And so I think the nigga was a little slow and a little weird and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he might not have had all his marbles for real. And because how he was talking was kind of slow. And they was fucking with him. And the girl was just doing too much. Like, it was like three or four people that was fucking with him, but it was one girl that was just doing too much. And she just thought she was just like in her shit. Like, man, I'm like, she was in her bag. Like, man, fuck, like, I do what I want. And that man hauled off and slapped the shit out her mouth. I mean, he slapped, like, his whole, they slowed it down. You know how the internet is. They slowed it down. His whole hand covered that girl's face, and it was a loud joint, like, whoosh. He smacked the shit out of her face, and the look of her, bruh, the look of her face was so funny, because it was like, it was literally what I'm saying to you, like, she was like, oh shit, this nigga really, this motherfucker smacked me, like, she couldn't believe that shit, when, the bus driver drove. Like, you see how she was talking? I can't remember what she was saying, but whatever she was saying, it was like a saying, or like, she's like, what you gonna do now, nigga? What's up, homie? Or whatever she was saying. She was saying that shit with her head down, walking away, because she was like, in her mind, she like, man, if he a real nigga, he ain't gonna hit me. That's not what niggas do. I ain't put my hands on him, but you never know. Some start upping that shit out of her ass. They be so shocked, they can't even do nothing. They like, oh my God, nigga, really? You know what I'm saying? And then immediately, that's when they go to, like, they immediately, once they realize they can't really win the battle, that's when they start to, like, you hitting females? Oh, okay, I see. But 10 seconds ago, you was just trying to fight the person and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't, like, condemning, you know what I'm saying, like that, like the girls, but I'm telling you, bro, I can guarantee you, fool, that That lady was probably rapping, son. She probably was really, really rapping, because if she wasn't, then this dude is a fucking lunatic. Like, you know what I'm saying? This dude's a fucking lunatic, bro. He's a lunatic, and it was going to happen regardless. And then Bobby in Chicago, it's like that's why I see what I can't think of his name, but the dude from Philly who talked the motivational shit. He do the little motivational quotes and shit. McFly or something like that. Like, I see what he's saying too. Like, he basically like, and I got a second what he's saying, because like when I found out it was Chicago, it's like he basically saying like she could have been proactive and got, and you know what, man, let me get the hell up out of here, or let me go sit in the car until my food ready, or you know, it's a curry out, so you can sit in the car, you got your kid in the car, you know what I'm saying, you can sit in the car and, you know, you can sit in the car and just wait, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, and then like, at the last second, pull up, send your son in, get the food, come on out. If the smoke was with you, the smoke was with you. He wasn't going to do nothing to your son. Not a 14-year-old kid. You know what I'm saying? So, all that shit could have been de-escalated. You tell him, bring the gun. They say she text him, bring the gun up and all this kind of shit. And, man, that shit was, like I said, like me, I looked at that shit like, yeah, man, good job. Like, good job, homie. But like that nigga wasn't no, that little kid wasn't no killer, man. He wasn't no killer. Like he kind of fumbled with that joint a little bit. So it's like, man, it's like one of them situations like you won, but it's like, whew, that shit was hella risky, man. That shit could have went so many different ways, man. So many different ways that shit could have went up. Somebody else in that joint could have seen little boy reaching and blew him away. Like, man, that shit could have been, man, that was crazy. But like I said, ever on both behalves, like, you know, and then another thing that the dude was saying, the Philly guy was saying, was like, you know, and when you in the ghetto, like, you gotta know that, you know, you gotta know the type of people you dealing with in the ghetto. It's probably gonna be most emotionally distressed. You know, just like you picking up a motherfucking, you at a carryout in Bowie, Maryland, as opposed to being at a carryout in like Kentland or something. Then you know, like, nigga, you better be on your, you shouldn't even be thinking about, you know, and then think about Chicago is like one big ass situation like that. Like, everywhere that motherfucker probably, especially on that south side part of Chicago, everything is bad over there. So it's like, you just gotta know that and think about where you at and what you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I had to think of that, because I could have had a serious altercation early in the year at my job. Like, a nigga said something about killing me or something. And then when I ended up talking to my boss, I was like, man, yeah, I want to get this nigga picture, because I'm going to see this nigga again. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, that's how I was thinking about it. Like, I'm going to catch this nigga at one of these little shops around here or something. Pull up on his ass and see his ass. Or bump into his ass in person. That's how I was thinking. And then he broke it down. He was just like, man. He was like, shit, man. Maybe his life's so fucked up that he don't care about his, he don't value his own life so much that, shit, maybe he will kill you. You know what I'm saying? For $12 or $15 or something like that. Because he ain't really got nothing to live for. He just out here to a motherfucker kill him for real. You know, and when he taught me that, I said, damn. I said, damn, you know what? That's a good ass point, man. And then, you know, I started looking at the picture that I got of him, and I was looking at, you know, his shoes and how, you know, how he was dressed, and it all made sense what he was saying. Like, hell yeah, this bum ass nigga, this nigga dirty as shit, you know. And hell yeah, he need them $12, so he probably will kill your ass over them $12. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's, you know, and that was, you know, that took my life in a different direction. Even, like I said, this was probably 6-7 months ago, and it took my life on that type of shit. Like, you just gotta X that shit out, man. It can't get to that point with you. You know, you gotta be able to, like, you got to be able to be cool. Like, you know, this situation could have been avoided in so many different ways. Like, but I'm going to tell you right now, like, for that lady, her pride won. Like, she, you know, she got to say it, or like, and she not being humble, because she now she trying to sue and all this kind of shit. And sweetheart, your pride, if you didn't have so much pride, you would never be in this situation. You would never been in this situation, because her pride was sitting there talking to that nigga as he's telling you, like, he gonna hit you and all this. So you can see, like, she had said something about, she had said something like, get in the car. She had said something like, get in the car, to the son. And the dude was like, get in the car? And he balled his fists up. And see, me right there, I would have been like, this nigga retarded. Because, like, how did that have me telling him to go to the car? What is that doing? Like, what did you, what is she, how could that, how could that rattle you? Like, that shit really rattled that nigga. Like, he was like, get in the car? And started frittering and shit, like what, like, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes you gotta be like, sometimes you just gotta be like, man, this motherfucker might be crazy. You know what I'm saying? And just let that shit go. But that pride really would fuck up a lot of situations. Like, it'll get you hurt. You know what I'm saying? Because it'll get you hurt. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you'll basically see an easy way out of a situation, and your pride will be in the way, and you'll block that shit. Like her, you block that shit. Like, you telling her, you put your kid life in danger by telling him, hey, bring this gun in here in fucking Chicago. Your kid ain't no damn shooter. That kid looked like a good kid. You got him bringing a gun to you in a store where you in there getting into it with somebody, instead of just walking your ass outside of that jump. That man, he wasn't going to follow you outside. He was telling you right there, stop talking. He wasn't going to hit you. So he was giving you an option. He wanted to beat the shit out of you. It's obvious he wanted to beat the shit out of you. But, you know, you could have avoided that shit by walking out that store. None of that shit wouldn't happen. He was not going to follow you. That's why he was saying what he was saying, because he was trying to, because he know that shit ain't right. You know, niggas, they know they ain't supposed to be doing that. But like I said, that's just how it is. Like, some niggas is wired like that. Like, I'm not wired like that. Like, no matter what it is, maybe, like, you know, from them putting their hands on you, maybe that can probably send a person into a rage that don't usually hit females to hit a female. Maybe, you know, depending on the person. But, like, well, words? Nah, words can't provoke a man that don't hit females. You see what I'm saying? Like, if that ain't what I do, ain't nothing you can do to make me do that. But if I do this, then, oh yeah, a few words, few shit talking, and a couple bitches and all that kind of shit is going, you know what I'm saying? And even the way she was talking, like, you know, even though she kept talking when he said, shut the fuck up, she was talking in a kind of like she kind of knew she was defeated. But her pride was like, keep talking, nah, fuck that. You ain't going like nothing. Even when he was like, it's basically like she was blocking him out and wasn't even listening, because he clearly said it, like, say one more thing, like, she didn't even react to that, because she was so stuck on repeating what she was saying. You see what I'm saying? Maybe she would have probably been actually listening to what he was saying. But like I said, I work in retail, bro. I see this all the time, bro. Like, they don't care, man. Females, they will argue you to the death. You know, like you would honestly think that a lot of females can beat the shit out of niggas. You would honestly think that the amount of arguments that you see, and how vicious the female be talking to the dude. Nine times out of ten, when you see a female and a male get into it that's like a complete stranger, the female be doing, nowadays, the female be doing way more work. Like you got, ah, fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? I do the, shoot the shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They be saying the all kind of shit. And the nigga kind of just be sitting back like, ho, bitch, you ain't about to be talking to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? It'd be more of a reaction, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to, like, women just be going crazy saying the wildest shit out, you know, out their mouth because it's that factor of this nigga not gonna hit me. He ain't one of them. Because like I said, they attracted to them type niggas. They attracted to them. That's why I need somebody that's gonna lead my household. Remember, just listen, Slim. Like, niggas that hit females, they get bitches. They get the ladies. They got the legs, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because they give them that rush. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you ain't really gonna smack a bitch or whatever. She know it. That shit, you kind of boring to her for real. So she gonna try to play and I don't know if maybe with the plan that she wants you to get to that point or whatever. But yeah, fool, it's not like. That shit ain't okay, Slim. That shit is not okay, man. You know, but you know, rest in peace to the dude, man. But he definitely got what he deserved. I ain't gonna say the man deserved. Nobody deserved to die and shit. But like I said, you know, she put up like they can try as hard as they want to make him look like a nice guy. But I'm gonna tell you right now, that nigga was a fuck nigga. I'm telling you, there's no way. Stand up. I know some real good men. That's real niggas, street niggas, all type of shit. And there ain't no way they would have got the, because they would have got the clutch in no female like that on cameras, like inside of a courier. Like, what good does that have to do? Like, you know, after even a nigga know, like, after doing that, like, nigga, somebody gonna come see about your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, so for you to do that, like, I mean, what you think that the niggas, her man, her dude or whatever, what you think he gonna do to your ass and you beating the hell out of this girl like that? Like you just, like I said, that shit was either way. If he would have got away here, his ass might have died a week later from her some niggas or something like that, you know, that she know. So either or, man. Like I said, you know, my prayers only go out for that son, the son. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to the mother, but I'm just like, I just feel like, man, she could have avoided that shit. So I'm like you just, you know, you made a murder situation, and you know, she wasn't even kirking like that. You know what I'm saying? You was already in a good, you know, in a calm spirit. Why not just do the right thing, man? Like, just go. You know, just like, you know what, man, you got it, sir. I'm gonna just walk to the car, go sit in the car, do it like that. Then, you know, he would have said a couple more words, then he would let that shit go. You know, and then also, there is a video. I don't know how true that shit is, but there is another little video where you can see she trying to take the gun. She trying to take the gun from the kid, supposedly to go shoot the girl that was like, he just told you. So it's like, now what if she would have successfully took the gun from little homie, went in that jump, and shot the girl and kissed. Let's say she would have died. You know what would have happened, Slim? Y'all motherfuckers fuck around got the death penalty. Cause like your son wouldn't have been able to beat that. Like your son wouldn't have been able to beat that. They would have still charged him with him giving you the gun on camera. So like, he would have still got some kind of, like, they would have still bagged his up or something. He would have been like an accessory to murder or something. Like, and y'all would have, you would have had that innocent young boy, man. You already done turned him and shit. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if he turned into, you know, a Chirac demon now, because he done already went to the, you know what I'm saying? Like, so his like, and when he get back on the block, they gonna be like, what's up, Keller? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, if he wasn't with the cool kids, that nigga gonna be with the cool kids now. And you already know what happened when they get with the cool kids, man. That shit, nothing good. You know what I'm saying? Like, he may come out, you know, but I don't know. I think I think she should just get on up and move on out, man. Like go on and start a whole new life, because, you know what I'm saying, he 32, so that's not, like, super duper old in the hood, you know what I'm saying? So he could have very well still been, you know what I'm saying, going to his, round his way, and, you know, there's some of that, I think some of them rappers, some of the rappers is older than 32, so, yeah, I think, like, you know, so he probably definitely was, you know, from somewhere, or GD, or BD, or something. And you never know, man. You never know. Like, at 14, they looking at, you know, they got 14-year-old shorties out there that's shooting and killing. So, like, you know what I'm saying? They might send a 12-year-old. You know, they might send a 12-year-old to get with him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just really don't know, man. Because, like I said, at 32, in that kind of attitude, or whatever, like, he definitely probably was still partaking in some hood activities, you know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, it might not be safe, man. She might want to get on up out of there, man, because that ain't gonna be the safest spot, man. You might need to change, go ahead and relocate or whatever, especially if they win their little lawsuit or whatever. But I don't know if they're gonna win a lawsuit, because like I said, you still kind of, like, had a gun, or they could have said we just gonna drop your charges or whatever, and your son still killed a person, so we gotta do what we gotta do with him, and we'll try to get a light sentencing or something, like, you know what I'm saying? So I think she kind of, like, I ain't gonna say she reaching, but I don't know, I just feel like, I just wish that, like, more people that was in the jail, I wish that, you know, like, sometimes people be stepping up, it'd be like an anonymous person and be like, oh yeah, she was the girl with the pink hoodie on in the corner. Like, I just wish that one of them would say, I guarantee you, bro, if that happened, you're going to hear somebody going to have a story, and it's probably going to be against that lady. They probably going to be like, man, she was doing too much. And then she calmed down in the end, you know what I'm saying? I guarantee you, Slim, ain't no way she was chilling and that man turned to that level. You know what I'm saying? Monster or not, you know, people got their limits, and, you know, crazy people got a shorter limit, but, like, she did something to provoke us. You know what I'm saying? You know, but still, like, you know, there's never no reason to hit that woman like that. But, like, I don't think she's totally 100% innocent in this situation, like, you know, especially with putting your child in danger.